KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 29 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 46. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Well, Dave Wiederstein, chair of the Cass County Republican Party, said last night attendees at the caucuses here in the county selected Rick Santorum as their choice to take on President Obama in November's elections. Santorum received 170 votes, or 25% of those cast. Newt Gingrich, 147. Mitt Romney, who ultimately went on to win the state by a mere 8 votes, received 141 votes here in Cass County. Ron Paul drew 116 votes during the Cass County caucus. Rick Perry, 66. Michelle Bachmann, 32. And John Huntsman, who never even campaigned in Iowa, received 2 votes. In Shelby County, where turnout at the caucuses was slightly over 10%, which was higher than the last caucus in 2008, Republican Party Chair Larry Madsen reports that Rick Santorum was a top vote getter at 153 votes. Ron Paul was second with 108, Michelle Bachmann, 85, Mitt Romney, 63, Rick Perry, 46, and Newt Gingrich received 39 votes in Shelby County. Elsewhere in the KJAN listening area, Rick Santorum was the top vote getter in Adair, Audubon, Guthrie, Harrison, and Montgomery counties. Ron Paul swept Adams County with 37% of the vote. Pottawatomie County went to Mitt Romney with 26% of the votes being cast for the winner of the 2012 Iowa caucus. KJAN News, time is 7:08.
This is Rick Tasto with Lindemann Tractor at Atlantic. If you drove by our lodge, you can see that we've been doing a lot of trading on planters. We've got several used planters on hand, and we've taken advantage of the discounts that Kinsey offered, so we've got a good selection of new planters to pass along the savings to you. If you're looking to upgrade your planter, stop in and see one of us here at Lindemann Tractor, your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic.
This is Jay from Lindemann Tractor in Atlantic. We've got a good selection of late model trade-in combines. Traded for a lot of good used late model combines as well. We've got some holdover 2011 Tier 3 New Holland combines. Get in here and take advantage of the low rate financing or take the cash discounts. Or you can look into pre-order discounts for Tier 4 for your combine next year. No matter what size your operation, whether it be big or small, we'll find a bigger or better model to suit your needs. Call us today at Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
Elsewhere in area news, the Adams County Sheriff's Office reports 2 Red Oak teens were arrested Monday night for being minors in possession of alcohol. 18-year-old Trevor Stapleton and 17-year-old Jesse Wolverding were taken into custody after the vehicle they were in was stopped for speeding on Highway 34 at around 11:45 p.m. Monday. Officials say both teens were found to be under the influence of alcohol. In addition to being a minor in possession, Wolverding, who was driving the vehicle, faces a charge of OWI. The Harlan Police Department Tuesday reported that 26-year-old Amanda Wicker of Harlan was arrested this past Saturday on drug and alcohol charges following a traffic stop. Wicker was charged with OWI, driving while revoked, possession of a controlled substance, prohibited acts, open container, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She posted a $2,000 bond Tuesday and is scheduled to appear in court for her preliminary hearing on January 19th. The HPD said also 29-year-old Bruce Spray of Harlan was arrested last Thursday on charges of eluding and driving while revoked. Spray was being held in the Shelby County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And a picture on Facebook resulted in a Harlan teen being charged with third-degree theft and aggravated serious misdemeanor. According to Harlan police, on December 28th, Susan King filed a police report which alleged 18-year-old Spencer Saylor of Harlan had taken an ivory necklace from her home. King produced as evidence pictures posted on Facebook of Saylor wearing the necklace. A complaint was signed and filed in Shelby County District Court, Clerk of Court office on Tuesday. The Iowa State Patrol says a Perry man was cited Monday following a non-injury rollover accident in Guthrie County. 36-year-old Jose Fuster Rodriguez was cited for failure to maintain control, failure to have a valid license, and for having no proof of insurance. Officials say Rodriguez was traveling west on 180th Street about 2 miles east of Yale when the van he was driving went onto the north shoulder of the road. Rodriguez overcorrected, causing the van to roll into the north ditch. The vehicle was declared a total loss, and the accident happened around 4:15 p.m. on Monday. And finally, in area news, 2 men were arrested on drug charges Sunday following a traffic stop on Interstate 80 near Council Bluffs. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker told KJAN News yesterday that Deputy Brian Miller stopped a Nissan for traveling over the speed limit on I-80 eastbound at the 5-mile marker at around 4:30 p.m. Sunday. After issuing the driver a warning citation, Miller spoke with the driver, but based on what he saw in the vehicle, suspected the occupants could be involved in the trafficking of drugs.
He requested a search of the vehicle. They denied it. He then had his canine actually walk the outside of the car, which they allowed. The canine did indicate that there was a presence of narcotics, that there was a reasonable degree of suspicion to believe that there was narcotics in the vehicle. Deputy Miller did search the vehicle and did find a couple of garbage bags with packaged marijuana in the trunk of the vehicle. It was approximately 45 pounds worth of marijuana.
The driver, 43-year-old To Tao of Eureka, California, and his passenger, 32-year-old Dao Tao of Brooklyn Park, Michigan, or Minnesota, that is, were taken into custody. To Tao was charged with possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver marijuana, prohibited acts, excessive speed, and a drug tax stamp violation. To Tao faces a charge of PCS, which is possession with the controlled substance with the intent to deliver prohibited acts and a tax stamp violation. Both men were being held Tuesday morning in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $100,000 bond each. News time is 7:13.
This is Rick Tasto with Lindeman Tractor at Atlantic. If you drove by our lodge, you can see that we've been doing a lot of trading on planters. We've got several used planters on hand, and we've taken advantage of the discounts that Kinsey offered, so we've got a good selection of new planters to pass along the savings to you. If you're looking to upgrade your planter, stop in and see one of us here at Lindeman Tractor, your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic. We've got a good selection of late model trade-in combines. Traded for a lot of good used late model combines as well. We've got some holdover 2011 Tier 3 New Holland combines. Get in here and take advantage of the low rate financing or take the cash discounts. Or you can look into pre-order discounts for Tier 4 for your combine next year. No matter what size your operation, whether it be big or small, we'll find a bigger or better model to suit your needs. Call us today at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Lucille Mulford, age 96, of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Lucille Mulford will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Carol J. Hansen, age 61, of Carson, died Friday. Funeral services for Carol J. Hansen will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Trainer. Hertz Funeral Home in Carson has arrangements. Raymond Hansen, age 93, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Raymond Hansen will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Wilma Dunkerson, age 92, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Funeral services for Wilma Dunkerson will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Violet Froome, age 90, of Avoca and formerly of the Omaha and Shelby areas, died Monday. Funeral services for Violet Froome will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby. Amy Rosella Cobalt Leggett, age 90, of Winterset and formerly of Earlham, died Sunday. A graveside service for Amy Cobalt Leggett will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Earlham Cemetery. The Coon Funeral Home Earlham Chapel has arrangements. Betty I. Christensen, age 91, of Exira, died Monday in Omaha. Funeral services for Betty Christensen will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Columbine Collie Verrath, age 78, of Greenfield, died Monday in Winterset. Funeral services for Collie Verrath will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Orland Kendall Kane, age 73, of Griswold, died Saturday. Funeral services for Orland Kane will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Mervyn Arthur Schaff, age 95, of Harlan, died December 16th. Funeral services for Mervyn Schaff will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lila Hall, age 88, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday in Winterset. Memorial services for Lila Hall will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And Mindy Ann Duckworth Grasty, age 44, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Memorial services for Mindy Duckworth Grasty will be held Saturday at 5 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.